Kansas State Nation. What's going on, everybody? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Once again, thank you for tuning in. If this is your very, 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 very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen. We're going to get right on into it here, folks, because we've got a busy Wednesday here, folks, for this podcast here. A lot to dive on into, obviously. We've got schedules out between men and women's basketball. I'm going to try to record those, well, not in one episode, obviously, but try to get those knocked out today. That's the goal here. And the goal here is to get you guys updated here on men's golf, which I did not get to yesterday, obviously. So, men's golf wrapped up a two-day tournament in Lincoln, Nebraska. Alex Lindstrom leading the way there, and he ended up being a co-champion. How the hell that happens? there was no sudden death or anything like that. But anyways, Alex Lindstrom there was strong in the 2 days up there in Lincoln, Nebraska, as K-State finishes runner-up in the Get Our Done Invitational in Lincoln, Nebraska there, held at the Firethorn Golf Club course, which is 7,077-yard course up there as well. Alex Lindstrom, K-State senior, one of the veterans on this team, co-champion here after that event was over there. And the first place finish for Lindstrom is his very first career win in the college ranks. And it comes at the right time. Your senior season, right? You ain't won anything. And you play, and result of that is, you're rewarded with great play, and that's what he did up there as well. He comes from Hutchinson Community College. I know where that's at there as well. So, Lindstrom, 13 under par, 200, tied for the fifth best 54-hole score in K-State school history. And then we have individuals winning. So now Alex Lindstrom now has more wins than K-State football. And look, I know I've been saying that in regards to that, but look, it's the truth, right? Because when your main fastball ain't working, you gotta go to something else right now. And that's what everybody else is doing. Lindstrom. List goes on. Shaylee Meyer. I saw Shaylee Meyer's got weekly award. Yes, sir. For her great play over the weekend, last weekend in North Carolina. Well, I'll get to see. That's why we got a little busy. But Shaylee Meyer's got rewarded. I saw that late last night before eventually falling asleep. What's going on? This is why I don't. Man, that's a different discussion. But anyways, yeah, Alex Lindstrom, first career collegiate win. And it comes with the K-State Wildcats there. They finished second as a team there as well. K-State did, after day, because I did not record this. I did not, when it came to men's golf, I did not get to record their day one recap. They were second coming into the final round today, or yesterday, I should say, there in the team leaderboard there. But in the final round score, 5 under par 279 to produce a 54-hole score of 12 under par 840, tied for 15th best 50-hole score in the program's history. K-State has now finished in the top five, folks, of its first three events this year. This is the very first time that head coach of this men's golf program, Grant Robbins, has done that. You got to go back to 2022, last time that K-State has finished into the top five in the first three events of the year. Again, the men's golf team as a team has the same amount of wins as K-State football heading into this weekend, right? K-State football back on track, or not back on track yet, back on the football field against UCF at home on Saturday morning. The golf team won the Wildcat Invitational at home, literally, right? And then finished fourth. I believe it was fourth in the previous tournament. And now you come here, or go up there. No, yeah. fourth there, and then now you can finish second in Lincoln, Nebraska. As I'm recording this early in the morning, so I cannot remember the second event there as well. K-State. Hey, how about this? K-State knocking off Iowa State there, holding them off for a second there. Iowa State third to finish that up there. Grant Robbins, after the Invitational was wrapped up, quote, it was a very solid week for us overall. And he goes on to say here, Coach Grant Robbins, quote, our guys competed well. You just have to tip your hat to Nebraska. The level of golf they play was phenomenal. I don't think many teams could have beaten them this week. So, apparently, the home team, Nebraska, whipped up on everybody in this deal. But our K-State men's golf team continues to play well. Now, for the first three, after three events, K-State men's golf now has finished into the top five in all of them. Eddie Greer's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Lindstrom from Halmstad, Sweden. Final round score yesterday, a 3-under, par 68. And then he had a total of 18 birdies in the 2 days. That is impressive there as well. And then, of course, more on Lindstrom here. Best 54-hole score came a couple years ago at the Wildcat Invitation, which we brought up here just moments ago. And Grant Robbins on Alex Lindstrom, quote, saying, quote, I am really proud of Alex. He was in total control all day, hit some quality shots, especially down the stretch. I'm happy to see him get his first Division I win, end quote. There as well, excuse me. More on his team, right? Shea Harmston, the other senior. Let's see, 4-under par, 61 there, plus 27 there. To finish 3-over par 216 there as well. And that looks like he was one shy of his career best there as well. So Shea Harmston came to play there as well. So you gotta look more. Harmston's looking like he's settling down a little bit now. You look for more from him as the year goes on the men's golf team. Also, the combination of Fionn Dobbin and Oliver Toyer. Dobbin, sophomore, Toyer, freshman, tie for 8th place. They both tie for 8th place. 2-under par, 211. Dobbin tied the even par yesterday thanks to a bogey-free and 2-under on the par back 9. Toyer was competing as an individual, scored a 1-over par 72 yesterday's round there as well. And then, of course, Ville Vercala, the hero last week for men's golf, was tied for 8th place with 1-over par 214. He had a final round score yesterday for Vercala, 2-over par 73. Erik Sommerström-Holmberg, 10-over par 223. He was tied for 52nd place there as well. Yeah, so K-State men's golf right back. So both the golf teams. We've already talked about the women's golf already this week. We're already on Wednesday, baby. Woo! This week's gone by. This week has flown by, folks, already. We're already in the Wednesday, folks. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We've been golf heavy. Yeah, because men's golf now wrapped up in action. They'll be back next week in women's golf. Coming off a top 10 finish, which was posted last night on the Pro Project Podcast feed. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. So next up for the men's golf team, right back to work in a 3-day tournament with the Blessings Collegiate Invitational held at Fayetteville, Arkansas. I thought I just said this with the women's golf team. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, what I just said in a span of 12 hours, the K-State, both of our golf teams will be competing in Fayetteville, Arkansas in the beginning of next week. So that's what's going on right there. So there you go. So congratulations, though, to Alex Lindstrom. I almost said Holmberg in there. Alex Lindstrom for winning, co-winner. Now I wish they had somewhat of a sudden death like they do in the PGA. Just saying. But anyways, though, hey, the win's a win, baby. Alex Lindstrom, one of your co-winners from the Get Our Done Invitational. in Lincoln, Nebraska. And now K-State will take that momentum to Fayetteville, Arkansas next week. So this is going to be fun to keep track of these two teams. Now, I'll double check on the women's again, because I thought I just said, when I recorded, when we talked women's golf on yesterday's show, I thought I said the same thing, same tournament. So I believe both golf teams will probably confirm that on the weekend show coming up. But yeah, so it looks like sound of both teams going to be down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Get some work done for next week there as well. And I mentioned Shaylee Myers. We'll mention that on the next, well, either in next episode or episode before that, right? Because we got a lot of stuff coming out. The men's schedule, the Big 12 schedule came out yesterday. I saw that. I just looked at it briefly, like for 10 seconds, and then I'm kind of was looking at some other new K-State news, reading some other K-State news there as well. So, yeah, man, like I said, going into this week, this is going to be a super busy week across the board, and now you have basketball into the fray as women's basketball, speaking of women's sports, women's basketball hit the court, practice court for the first time this season in the calendar year 2025-26. And to be honest with y'all, it's gonna take a minute. It's gonna be a bit. There were all the new faces on that women's basketball team there. They're still obviously, hey, they're Energizer Bunny on the team, Taryn Size, but everybody else, everybody else is fresh. Michaela Parks is one of the holdovers still on that team. But you got a lot of faces on that team. Again, Graf C, and listening to other K-State podcasts about the men's basketball team, Jerome Tang spoke. Again, backing his team and hyping his team. And yeah, I'm not gonna hop on that train yet until I see, again, and that includes women's basketball this year, how this is gonna shake out this year. And we already know Jerome Tang. You gotta put a good product on the basketball court this year, because there's just no way around it. There's no way around it. You have to get to the NCAA tournament one way or the other, right? So yeah, we'll have more on that obviously down the road. As yeah, we're coming up on the month of October already, and that means basketball is only around the corner. But again, shout out to the K-State men's golf team, Alex Lindstrom, getting it done. The team finishing second in the Get Our Done Invitational yesterday. And Alex Lindstrom, a Division I winner. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free and available daily. We're on a chance to record K-State content. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D Idea Project Podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D Idea Project Podcast. More bonus coverage over there. Believe you might be hopping over there tonight after the track workout. Just changing some things up on the training side of things here. So usually I'm out there running, hopefully I did not screw up my right hamstring in the rain last night. We'll have to see about that. See how everything goes. But yeah, but anyways, on the Poppy app, download the Poppy app, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, EDD Idea Project Podcast, for more bonus coverage of cast. But I am going to hit the gym, though, here after this. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. And of course, one more thing, make sure if you're not already, please, this Everyday K-State Podcast. We're coming at you with either football, basketball, volleyball. We're going to have you loaded up with the way K-State sports is going on right now. So much is thrown on the cards, but in a good way, right? Outside of K-State football. This is the podcast for you, folks. So definitely make sure you tap in to this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another K-State men's golf episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Lindstrom, a winner in the college ranks. K-State men's golf finishes runner-up. Go Cats.